right, Cole, what are we doing now?
Okay, Gary, you can take off your blindfold.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
Oh, so you're not Cole.
Well, what's up? No, I'm Cole. I'm Cole. Make okay. sure your neck guard is still on, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Woo! That
I
was
never
a
take that, boy off.
That was a close one. I'm not technically supposed to bring you here. It's mm-hmm. kind of a secret, but Gary, around mm-hmm. us in this chamber, there are 36 other chambers.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. And in one of these is the next game we're going to play. The rest of the clan is out, and I have gone into each chamber and put a game in. So we have to be real quiet, but just pick any door you want, any of the 36. Well, the 37, we had to use one door to get in here. But
okay.
Just pick one, and just whatever game is down there, we'll play.
Okay. I choose this door.
Step, step, step. Cobwebs.
Slab.
Oh, what okay. is it?
Oh, well, in the middle of this empty chamber,
mm-hmm.
there is a cartridge on the ground.
Okay, pick it up.
Rap Jam Volume 2.
Wait a minute, that didn't even exist.
Oh, no, I misread it.
Okay.
Sorry, Rap Jam Volume 1.
Okay.
For the SNES.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Like, I wanted it not to be fuck, but like...
Oh, no, Gary don't... ODB is here. Run!
I'm Big Baby Jesus now.
He's ascended.
We changed his name to that for a little while. You know that, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, ODB changed his name to Big Baby Jesus for a little while.
That's fantastic.
That's a Wu-Tang fact.
Huh.
That's the only kind of, Wu-Tang fact you can get right here. Other stuff, right?
with two dudes.
If you looked at us and thought we'd know a lot about rap.
You would be wrong.
You'd be wrong. Welcome to the bullshit zone.
Yep. Welcome to, I think I heard this on Chappelle's show.
Yeah, exactly. We like Outkast.
Yeah. Del the Funky Homo Sapien, he was on the Gorillaz a couple times.
Yeah, I'm into Del. He did Mr. Bobolina, Mr. Bob Dabolina. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
This is Abject Suffering. It's fresh, it's fly.
It's hip, it's fresh, it's Noah's Arcade.
Yep. It's Rap Jam Volume 1. Yeah, Rap Jam Volume 1.
Okay, so let's not even say this. They have gathered the likeness rights for some of the most prominent, I'm not going to say the best, but some of the most prominent early to mid 90s hip hop and rap artists. Okay.
And there's, I hate to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to that, when you start up the game, before you even know what it's about, and you're getting the production thing, it's one of the things is like Mandingo Productions.
Oh, Gary, we've already talked about this. This is like that was also in Bebe's Kids.
Yeah,
this,
it makes me really uncomfortable. I'm just bringing it back up again. Like, I just
yep.
I don't like reading or saying that word.
Yeah, that word is uncomfortable.
Not my favorite thing.
Nope, but it's there front and center along with Motown Records. Motown, a word and a concept I'm very comfortable with. I love Motown. It's great.
Oh, who doesn't love Motown? Like,
oh,
boy. I really feel like I had to put a filter on this whole thing of just like how unreasonably lame we're going to sound this entire half hour. Like, I can't imagine anything like more excruciating than listening to us talk about rap. It's honestly like I feel bad for people listening. Like, this is to be the worst.
But no, just say it. Like, don't feel ashamed of a thing you like. Come on, man.
No, I'm good that I like it. I feel. I just don't have like background
knowledge. Ill-equipped to.
Yeah, like super ill-equipped. Like, I like it, but it's not like I'm not knowledgeable about mm-hmm. it. Like, yeah. I downloaded a torrent a while back that was like the Motown All the Number Ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible.
Oh, it's
like,
great.
Some of my favorite songs are on that. Like, it's really, really good.
Like and it's not all like Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Like, that gets down to like Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Oh, sure.
You know, like, yeah. Like there's some great.
All the Jackson 5.
Yeah,
the Jackson 5, all those all their singles are incredible.
Yeah. But like that I think is all stuff that I think is crossed over into like, it's okay to be white and like that.
Of course, like it's okay to be. Well, finally, someone will say it's okay to be white.
No,
it's okay to be white in general. But
yes,
I feel ill-equipped. Like it's just not my thing, and I feel some level of guilt about it because it's cultural in addition to being artistic. You know, because I'm not a big rap guy, and I always feel a little self-conscious about it. Yeah. But even my friends who are like big rap guys, like are just like I really like this rapper. Like they still feel self-conscious about it too, because you know, that's what happens. And that's a small price to pay for the institution of slavery. Like if I had to feel mildly uncomfortable talking about rap because, my cultural heritage was built on slavery.
Yeah.
Like I'll pay that price.
Yeah. If most of the prosperity this nation gets today is because, I don't know. Like, I feel less bad about liking rap. Like, I'm not literate in it at all, but I will hear something even today and just be like, okay. I can bounce my head to that. I can barely parse the lyrics to it, but I can tell it's being said with enthusiasm and I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just because it's going fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's plenty of, some of my best friends are rap. There's plenty of rap that I like. I just don't go deep on very much of it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like it's real singles and stuff. And that just, it just feels like, you know, like a lot of people of my age who grew up in the golden age of 90s gangster rap. Like I love all those songs.
Oh, yeah.
As a youth, I owned a bunch of the Chronic, and I owned, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And I owned all that stuff and liked it and listened to it.
Yeah.
I just didn't follow it. I don't know what happened where at like some point I was just like, the music changed and I wasn't as into it.
Yeah.
And then, but then I just feel like weirdly cultural. I feel culturally weird about it.
Yeah.
Of just being like, no, that rap was good, but now I don't like it.
No,
I can articulate it. It's not like a dumb caveman response. It's not racism. It's like, oh, like production and stuff changed to be less appealing to me. Like,
and then like just the whole, like the, this is produced to be a ringtone. You can obviously tell that, like, you know, it's tough. And then just the way that it has become kind of lucrative, in terms of like, okay, this can be a club banger. Well, that's weird. Like that's not a notion that existed. It's just like when it becomes as mercenary as it is, then all of a sudden, you know, I become a hipster about it, I guess.
Well, and there's so much of it that isn't that, but I still am not into it. Like I get that, oh, you know, Kanye West is great. I get that he's great, but I still don't like something about the music just doesn't do it for me. Like just on a deep musical level. Yeah. So I don't listen to it. And then, you know,
I'm having this reaction to the new Guitar Hero, which I was real bummed out recently, and I went and you know, just like, well, I'll fill this hole in my heart with a thing, and I got the new Guitar Hero, and I put it in, and I realized I don't know. First off, the game is fucking ridiculous in like a really cool way, but I realized like I don't know most of this music, and I'm playing it, and I'm like nodding my head along, like this is good. I sound like fucking Patrick Bateman right now. Dear God.
Yeah, I know, right? We both do. Like, that's the thing. Like, anybody who's listening to this, this is the kind of, like, conversation about music that murderers do.
We're, like, trying, like, we're testing each other to see if we sound human enough to invade.
I know. It's like I said, it's intolerable. This is going to be the worst episode of this show.
But the, like Guitar Hero has as long as we're self-conscious about it, it'll be fine. We can pull through. But Guitar Hero has very little rap content to it. But like I realize there's nothing like bad about this music on its surface, right? It's just as disposable as fucking Highway Star. You know, it's just like at a certain point it becomes a problem with me.
Yeah,
because like I haven't like sought this stuff out, and like if I'm just rejecting it, if I look at this track list and feel nothing at it, that just means I've like stagnated and stopped finding new things. And that doesn't mean I'm just like that any of it's good. It just means that I've never given it a chance.
If you listen to it and it doesn't work for you, though, like I mean, so when you get older, you usually fall out of love with music. I know very few people who are my age who regularly listen to new bands. It happens sometimes, but it is pretty irregular, I think. Like you just kind of like through my mind, you calcify in certain ways.
Yeah.
I think you can fight against that, but also there's an element of like forcing it too much where there's a part of appreciation that isn't active,
right,
that doesn't get very much credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people, there's a lot of talk in art and then also in academia about like active appreciation, active listening and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. But there's also something to just like, oh, this just grabs my balls and like does something with it.
Yeah.
You know, about music that is, you can't fake and right. You can't force.
Right.
You know?
And so I guess what I'm saying is like, I recognize, yeah, this is catchy. Like I understand why people like this and it's making me, it is rousing a certain part of me. And obviously this has the layer of the gameplay, you know, put into it where I feel like I'm participating in it where I'm like, yeah, you know what? Like I would probably listen to this if I knew what the name of the song was,
yeah.
But I'm probably just going to go on listening to the same five bands I listened to in college.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I have like my, you know, more band, like I know you're exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a wide stable of bands I like, and I get into two or three new bands a year and I get really into them, but I don't mm-hmm. know more than that. Whereas there was a time where it's like, oh, I just want to hear like what came out this week. And that to me now that sounds insane.
Oh yeah. I was never like, that.
Yeah. I had a period where I was that, and I don't feel poor for it. I don't know why it sounds like I'm mourning it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's like, it, like you, again, there is more good stuff than you're ever going to have time to be exposed to.
Exactly.
So hold on to and cherish the stuff that's there. Right?
As long as I'm listening to music I like, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, so erase the last 10 minutes.
I'm not going to erase the last 10 minutes.
No, I know. I just talked myself out of feeling self-conscious about not being into rap. But if I was going to be into rap, it'd be rap from this era.
Oh yeah,
because this is pretty great. So they got those lightness rights mm-hmm. to make the worst basketball game you've ever played.
Yep.
But so like this is one of those things where I was talking about all the things I could forgive Skeleton Warriors for in that bonus episode.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things I'll forgive this game for because you can set up a 3-on-3 matchup of three Warren G's versus three nameless kids.
Yeah.
You can have multiple Warren G's per team. Like you can do 3-on-3 Warren G's.
Gary, the biggest travesty in this game, because let's face it, Warren G was my center. All mm-hmm, right.
Yeah. He's the center of my everything. Not just my basketball
yeah. player, so. But like, I couldn't have Nate Dogg in the pocket.
Yeah.
What the no, fuck? No, I can't have Nate Dogg in the pocket if Warren G's repping center. What?
I know.
I cannot assemble the regulators. Like, I don't even need that. Like, Queen Latifah, I respect you. You have tons of charisma. I'm going to need you to sit on the bench because if Warren G and Nate Dogg are out there, I'm going to regulate. All right.
Yeah, exactly. and you can kind of make a simulacrum of House of Pain by just having the House of Pain guy and then two of those white kids.
Yep.
Because then it might as well, like, Everlast and then, you know, and then some, like, you know, Billy. Like yeah. Weird little like nameless kids who like through a result of a confusing make-a-wish ended up in this game.
The way you said that made it sound like their souls were digitized and pressed into like every
Billy's
chip.
Forever in Rap Jam Volume 1.
Yep.
Let's go down the list. Let's go down the roster here.
Okay. First off, we have Coolio.
Yeah, and these are amazing likenesses, by the way.
Oh, it's great.
Like, the
these are wonderful
are really
sprites.
Good.
Yeah.
If I was Coolio, I'd have like a printed version of this because it's rad.
Well, what's awesome about this is it doesn't have that like shitty compression of a like a Mortal Kombat or something. Like somebody
yeah.
went in, like they obviously used a photo for reference because these are very accurate. But this
we're
is
talking
like
about their portraits, not their in-game.
Oh
in-game
no, those are horseshit.
Everything about once the game starts is absolutely terrible.
Yep, but
it's
actually,
one of the
like,
worst basketball games.
Like, but like these are sprites that are as big as the screen, and here's Coolio with each of his. Is that a dread? I don't know what Coolio. What is one unit of Coolio hair?
Like a Cooliot.
Yes, it's Coolian. It's
yeah,
gold
it's
Coolian.
It's one Coolian unit.
Yep. Yep. So you have Coolio.
Yep. Coolio. Next we have House of Pain, which is just the guy from House of Pain.
Right. That's
to be called.
They do that a couple of times. That yeah. They're playing it fast and loose.
It's appropriate for House of Pain.
I suppose.
Whatever.
They have LL Cool J.
Yep. Ladies love Cool James.
Yes.
Into that. Yep.
Like a Naughty really Nature. Charming actor, LL Cool J. Like I
oh,
was
yeah,
happy with where his career's gone.
I like him in Toys. yeah, he's got a military plate. A military man with a military plate. Got Naughty by Nature.
Mm-hmm. You have Onyx, who I do not have any idea who that is.
You know who Onyx is. Onyx does oh no, that's House of Pain. Onyx did a slam.
Oh.
So House of Pain did Jump Around. Mm-hmm. Onyx did Slam. Da, 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 yep. Da, da.
Okay.
Let the boys be boys.
Yep. Oh, yep. Wait, was that in Tony Hawk?
I don't know.
Oh. Hmm. Yep. Again, I'm revealing like where the source of my rap knowledge comes from.
Who even knows? After that, we got Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. So that is
Chuck D.
Chuck D. Yeah. Which is weird because you have Flavor Flav represented on his own later.
Yeah. But still, I'm glad that you can actually make kind of the Public Enemy.
Yeah. That was good. You have Queen Latifah.
Fantastic.
Which is great. Her existence led to us having footage of Eugene Levy. Which is what an owl mad scientist would be in human form, saying, "You got me straight tripping, boo."
Yeah. Yes. So she's done her service. Warren G, which as we mentioned,
you have Warren G, but he's Warren dressed G. up like Nate Dogg was in the Regulate video.
That's true. Maybe it's Warren G's head on Nate Dogg's body. Did you ever think about that you're getting both
Nate
of them?
G's clothes?
Like, it's actually Nate Dogg with the pockets, not in the pocket.
Oh, okay.
Because he's the torso. And
yep.
Did you ever consider that for 1 second, Ross?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. My world is so small.
Next up.
Yo-Yo.
I don't know Yo-Yo.
I don't. It's Yayo is Coke, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that a slang that was around then? I only heard that like in the early 2000s.
I don't know. I mean, Yo-Yo worked with Ice Cube.
Hmm.
So, or she rather worked with Ice Cube.
Huh.
But that's all I know.
Okay.
And finally, Bigger Than Life, Flava Flav.
Yeah.
Who is a unattractive looking man.
but he owns it.
Some comedian, I can't remember, was just like, he looks like a burnt cat. Like, that's very funny and accurate. Yeah. He does look like a burnt cat.
But he owns it.
He does own it.
Yeah.
Which is,
And so, again, I cannot reiterate how much wasted potential there is, because you get all these people in one room with their collective charisma,
mm-hmm.
and then you have them do this.
You put them in the worst basketball game.
Literally. So, Gary, have I had this conversation? Do you like sports games?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like maybe four or five of them.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
On the balance, I probably shake out to that, but I've had a lot of fun like playing like Tiger Woods golf, and I've had a lot of fun like I think that the proper successor to NBA Jam is NBA Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which gets around the problem that this game has by just being 2-on-2, just like NBA Jam did.
Yeah.
Like this, you have too many people on the court.
Well, you can have 3-on-3. You can also do 2-on-2 or 1-on-1.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you fill out your roster with computer players. Mm. It's up to you to do it.
Okay. Yeah. So that is one of the things that I noticed, but let's cross that out. Did you ever figure out how to pass?
No. I could only shoot and hope that my other teammate was under the hoop to do the rebound.
Right. The shooting.
I figured out how to steal.
Yes, I did. That is
the
A button. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can also jump up. I had the computer do that to me a lot, mm-hmm. which is weird because they control much more nimbly than I was able to get my person to do.
Yeah.
The shooting has a like a golf meter to it, which I'm not sure if that's power or accuracy or what.
It never seemed to matter for me.
Yeah.
Like I made like several full court shots. In this game, just because I was trying to pass and still made them, but I also didn't make them, and I couldn't tell what the difference was.
Yes. Also, I'm sorry, I'm just going down the litany of my problems with this basketball game, but it occurs like the net is there, and sometimes this happens where you think that you've got it below the rim, and like the motion of the net causes it to like kind of like whoop out. That happened a good 80% of the time for me.
Yeah.
Like you'll get it into the rim. It'll be like just a swish shot from downtown and then nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
And also, if you did land that shot from downtown, Gary, you don't get 3 points. If you're outside the foul line, you just get 2 points.
Line. There's no full court line. Like there's no way to get more than 2 points and have everyone in the audience go, yeah.
Also, Gary, from a game that was made by Motown. and features all these rap people. A very robust, like they probably couldn't do the full performances, right? Because you can't get that much sampling onto an SNES cart. However, you probably have some good beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Nope.
No music. Why no music? It's the rapper's basketball
game. It's called Rap Jam.
Yeah, there's very little rapping involved. It's like if you and I, started a bobsled team, it wouldn't be called like podcast bobsled. I guess it could, but that would be dumb.
Yes, it would. And it'd be great. And we'd take home the gold.
That'd be pretty good. We should do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add that to my list.
Hollow out Mackie and ride him down a mountain.
Go ahead, just pick one of the nicest people we know. All right.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, hollow out Merkel. Come on.
Oh, there we go.
Isn't that usually the joke?
That's usually the joke, but that's not a bobsled.
Mm, oh, yep. There we go. I missed that link.
It's not Ben's sled.
Mm.
So.
There's nothing in the rules that says it can't be a bent sled. Yeah. So yeah, like you just go back and forth. Like this was the most boring. It was like watching a metronome.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just, I would score a point and they would score a point and I would score a point and they would score a point. I can't pass. They can't pass. Everybody just running. Maybe somebody will steal, but you'll probably steal it back. Most chances are you're not going to sink this shot. So it's just going to be back and forth. Tick tock, tick tock.
Like in the world of sports though, like, and this is again, there's no racial overtones to this. As somebody who's not kind of equally not into sports, that's kind of an issue with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's virtually no defense in basketball.
Right.
So that's why you end up having these like 120 to 130 games, mm-hmm. Basketball tends to be really close because you can't touch each other at all.
Right.
So like that's going to be mm-hmm. basketball. You can't defend. And especially if you're a player and you don't know how to defend.
Right.
In the game.
Or if you're in this game, like I've had like blowouts in NBA Jam like that. That's obviously what this is trying to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So I've had that, like, just because the actual game of basketball is broken for any number of reasons, like this game doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I don't get it. It's really bad. And I thought I could get into it.
Yeah.
I thought, cause I was like, okay, it's a sports game. And I feel like there's a shittiness.
Running out of steam.
I'm running out of steam. I apologize. Like a shittiness floor
mm-hmm.
to sports games.
At least it will recognizably be the sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It has to be because the sport already has rules. Like they're not building something from the ground up. So mm-hmm. like making a basketball game, you have a huge leg up as opposed to making like something that's not already gamified, mm-hmm. right? But not the case with this because so here's one thing, you can't move diagonally.
Oh no.
Like what is that? yeah. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. No, but the computer can.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unfair.
Yep. No, they can cover much more ground because diagonal movement, when you watch the computer, it goes the same rate as vertical or horizontal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're running circles around you, and also the character that you're playing, the camera doesn't stay on him. The camera stays on the ball, which I understand in a multiplayer context, right? Because you get the little arcade arrow that says, "Hey, you're over here." But in a single player game like I was playing, which that might not be the way that it was, that it was played or that it was meant to be played.
Is there even multiplayer in it?
Yes, you can have somebody play on the opposite team. Or on your team, like you like when you are selecting if you want to have an all Latifah crew, the UNITY, you can actually like designate CPU for different slots.
I designated CPU for different slots, but I didn't know you could designate player for those slots. Yeah, I thought that's how you choose how many players are on each team.
Right. Yeah. But you like the there is a prompt for a second player on that.
Okay.
Yeah. This is weird. So I'm looking at again, this becomes us reading Wikipedia, and there's nothing on GameFAQs for this. It says the game is played on an urban basketball court with fisticuffs and no foul calls. You can kind of
smack one another around
but
a little bit.
But that's just the steal button, right?
Yeah, but you can knock them down doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Can you do that move from the Cable Guy where Jim Carrey runs up Matthew Broderick's back and breaks the backboard?
No.
Oh.
Sadly, no. Yeah, there'd be a crossover of this where, like, Broderick's in there, too. Like, you can finally do your dream team of Broderick, Orangey, and Latifah. Until Broderick runs them all down in his murder cycle. He manslaughters them all.
Oh, but he has that boyish charm.
These guys, I'm sorry.
you can't run the death count back by putting it on blocks and reversing it.
I'm sorry, I got quiet there for a minute. I am running out of steam.
And it's Alan Ruck, you're next.
Yeah, and that's after you play. I lost that joke before it even happened.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So I couldn't. You can knock people down, but it's not. That's not the focus of it.
No.
I couldn't find a rhyme or reason when I would do the interfere button or the defend button or whatever. When I would jump up and take the ball versus when I wouldn't. I had so many times because I just did teams of three Warren G's every time, and my dumb little Warren G hanging out under the hoop, just staring at the other team's score on me. And the other team, to make it super insulting, the first team you fight has a little pacifier by their name, and they're like, they're you know, it's supposed to be babies and shitty.
Yeah.
And they just stomp the floor with me on easy mode because mm-hmm. the game is garbage.
Yeah. Do we have anything else to say about this? Like,
I have nothing, and I'm so tired. Like, I'm sorry to not give my all with this, but I just ran out of things to say in Steam. And seriously, that Skeleton Warriors episode, that took a lot of my juice. I know I keep saying it.
And I don't want people to think, hey, they've got these paid episodes. They're putting all that effort into that. It's very late and Gary has had a long day.
I have had a long day.
Like, Gary, you've walked your time. IKEA. Yeah, you were at IKEA, and that will just, like, that's like encountering just like a Horcrux the size of a city block.
Yeah, I spent 90 minutes in an IKEA.
Oh God!
So it wasn't just you're the downstairs lucky. Part; it was the upstairs part too. So
oh no! So you were like walking through, and you were snapping pictures of tags with your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then you had to get that back on public transit.
No. I went with my roommate.
Oh, okay. Cool. And your roommate had a car. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. And then we went to B-Dubs. So I got a stomach full of wing, and those wings are like miniature biceps. Like they're genetically engineered to have more meat than like mm-hmm. most chickens have on their entire body.
And there's more sauce on a beat up wing too. I think that there's some measure of gelatin in that. Yeah. Like they're actually like held in a matrix of mustard based sauce.
There is a lot of beat up sauce. So there's enough sauce on one beat up wing to sauce an entire like six wing pack.
Right.
Or somewhere else. So I'm all full of B-Dub.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, like actually what they give you is six seed wings. All right.
Yes, and then you take those home and make your own culture.
Yeah, no. So you get some wings from the store and then you put them all in a container and shake them around. And then you have one gigantic wing that has sauced all the others.
Yeah. Like a Voltron.
Yeah. and then you're all set. That's why they sell packs of five wings at the store.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But six packs of wing buns. How are we supposed to make that work?
Is that a Gallagher bit? What are you doing?
It's a lot of bits, but Gallagher among others. But yeah, so I was at an IKEA.
Yeah.
I'm full of B-dubs. So I haven't had the energy for Rap Jam Volume 1.
No.
And it's hard because I don't think we've ever had a trio of three games that had less about them on the internet.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, there's no external research we could do on this other than like at best a two paragraph Wikipedia.
Right.
Like why isn't there's not more to Rap Jam? Like there's not a story behind how this was made.
No.
Apparently not. I'm as surprised as anybody. Like
it just happened. One day somebody just opened up a vault and this appeared in a puff of smoke. And then just, I guess we're going to publish this. I don't know. Call up Nintendo, have some carts made.
Yeah. Yeah. It just was fully formed,
mm-hmm.
you know, out of nostalgia. It's like, it's almost like somebody went back in time and made it to cash in on kids today and then just couldn't forgot they couldn't make games or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's pretty intensely boring other than the concept and the fact that you can have a team of three Warren G's.
Which, I mean, that gets
it
you.
It goes a long way. Just not like 90 minutes in IKEA and B-dubs.
It got me, and Gary, it got me through the character select.
It did get me way through the character select. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Oh boy.
This was recommended by Tim H. This is recommended by Mike Steele, which is an amazing game.
That's an amazing name, not amazing game.
Oh yeah, sorry. I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning and drove 3 hours, guys.
None of us are at our worst.
None of us are at our best. This is the most that real life has encroached upon the recording of the show.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah. So. But this was recommended by Mike Steele, who said, as far as I know, this is the only video game with Queen Latifah as a playable character. This game looks like it had a lot of hands working on it, but somehow it's really not very competently done.
It's not.
Yeah. So Motown Records, like we say that with all the gravitas of the Motown brand, they only ever did two games, this and Bebe's Kids.
Ugh.
Yes. So the candle that burns twice as bright burns half as long.
Yep, and you, my son, have burned so very, very brightly.
It's time now. Yeah. Rest.
Shh. Yep. I want more games. Fucker.
I can hear you like going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm my quotes are no longer meaningful or relevant. They're polls that no one will appreciate. What's next,
Gary? Well, we're coming up on a half hour for this episode, so we're gonna fulfill our requirement. Up next, we have Wade Hickston's Counterpunch. This is very
very specific.
Yeah, who's Wade Hickston? We'll find out. This is a Game Boy Advance game, Gary.
Oh, I imagine that's real great.
Mm-hmm.
Two sportsers in a row.
Oh no, three mountain bike
oh, yeah,
rally
three,
rap
yeah, three sports volume. Games in a row.
Yeah
we'll do it for you guys. Yeah,
do you see what happens when we actually play into the concept of the show?
Yeah,
like this is why we have to have a monster party every once in a while.
It's like why anybody needs to throw a monster party from time to time. If you like this show and after this episode,
why would you?
Yeah, god bless you. You can support it by going to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, home of the mm-hmm. tired boys. And we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Go to duckfeed.tv/store to find premium episodes of the show under the Exquisite Suffering label. Right now, available is, the, oh my gosh, what is it? Daikatana. I about said Deja Vu and that doesn't make any sense. Daikatana and Last Action Hero. So those are available for a very small sum. And those are kind of like extra long episodes that are chosen by you, the listeners, and our Patreon backers.
Yep, yep. And those are a lot of fun. I think all of our special episodes so far have had more energy than this one.
it'd be hard not to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, you can blog it, tweet it, review it, rate it, date it, marry it.
Buy it, use it,
bop it, do any of those things with the show.
And then also just tweet about, like, listen to these just assholes talk about how they're conflicted about maybe liking rap but not enough,
until they get too tired to continue making the point. They about it to be an asshole and then didn't care enough to actually continue being an asshole. Couple of shitheads.
Gary. Okay, so for context for the I'm just gonna lean into this. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's 10:30 where I am, and I'm gonna go to bed right after this.
Yeah, and it's not as late. It's earlier where I am. I get up early now because of RV life where you can't sleep.
Yep.
So now, you know, I have also been up all day and everything. So again,
yeah, it's a
we're sorry.
Yep.
Well, why are we doing this to you?
Let's cut it off.
Good night, Zoodog.
Sleep tight, Zoodog.